These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, current and former CDC workers accuse the Trump administration of endangering them. U.S. Representative Mike Collins kicks off his Senate campaign, and a vigil is held for two Georgia women who died from abortion-related complications in 2022.
I won't stop until we get change. And we're over the Supreme Court and says we agree that these laws have to be changed.
Today is Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Hundreds of current and former workers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and others are accusing the Trump administration of endangering them. This comes in the wake of the deadly attack on the Atlanta-based CDC earlier this month. In a letter sent today to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they call on Kennedy to stop spreading misinformation about vaccines. Molly Manier signed the letter and works for the National Institutes of Health in Washington, D.C.
HHS leaders, Congress, and the White House have all been notably quiet about the CDC shooting. And so the question we're all asking within HHS is who's going to be next?
Authorities say the man who fired shots at CDC headquarters, killing a DeKalb County police officer, was upset about COVID-19 vaccines. The deaths of two Georgia women from abortion-related complications in 2022 have deepened calls to end the state's abortion law. Georgia outlaws the procedure after around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Those calls are now being repeated on the anniversary of one woman's death. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
It's been 3 years since the death of Amber Nicole Thurman.
You have brought flowers.
At a vigil for the 28-year-old on Tuesday in Atlanta's Sweet Auburn neighborhood, Thurman's mother, Shanette Williams, was surrounded by friends, family, and a couple politicians, including U.S. Senator John Ossoff.
I don't take it lightly. I'm grateful, but I won't stop until we get change. And we're over the Supreme Court and says we agree that these laws have to be changed.
Critics of Georgia's abortion law, including Williams, say it doesn't do enough to protect pregnant people in medical emergencies. Both Thurman's death and 41-year-old Candy Miller's were deemed preventable by Georgia's Maternal Mortality Review Committee, which has only reported maternal deaths through 2022. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A lawsuit accuses one of Georgia's largest healthcare systems of laying off more than 500 full-time employees without giving them legally required notice. The complaint filed against Atlanta-based Emory Healthcare last week says the layoffs occurred in the health system's finance department. The layoffs do not appear on a state website designed to track them in Georgia. Media representatives for Emory Healthcare did not respond to GPB's request for comment before our deadline. President Trump is calling on a Federal Reserve governor with Georgia roots to resign. The move comes after allegations that Fed Governor Lisa Cook made false statements on mortgage applications and as the president seeks greater control over interest rates. President Biden appointed Cook, the first black woman to serve on the Federal Reserve Board, in 2022. Hailing from Milledgeville in Middle Georgia, her family has strong connections to Baldwin County and Georgia College and State University, where she spoke to graduating seniors last year. Neither Cook nor the Federal Reserve has replied so far to the allegations or the president's call for her to resign. The campaign against Cook is being led by the recently appointed head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, Bill Pulte, a Republican donor and fierce critic of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Walmart has recalled frozen raw shrimp sold in 13 states, including Georgia. Federal health officials say it could have potential radioactive contamination. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration asked Walmart to pull 3 lots of Great Value brand frozen shrimp from stores after federal officials detected cesium-137, a radioactive isotope, in shipping containers. Consumers should discard the products or return them to any Walmart store for a refund. Savannah Mayor Van Johnson says he has taken no action against a city ordinance that lowers the temperature threshold for horse-drawn carriages. The Savannah City Council on Thursday last week voted to gradually lower the highest temperature from 95 to 92 degrees Fahrenheit for the rest of the year. In January, the threshold would become 85 degrees. Johnson had 5 days to veto the ordinance. The city is currently drafting the adopted changes. In a statement, Johnson says he respects the will of the majority of the council but calls the decision terribly short-sighted. He says it effectively legislates two small local businesses out of existence. Advocates who had pressed for a lower temperature limit, which they called more humane, are celebrating what they consider to be a win. U.S. Representative Mike Collins kicked off his campaign for U.S. Senate at a rally yesterday in Butts County between Atlanta and Macon. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Collins emphasized his loyalty to President Donald Trump's policies to a crowd of over 400 at a ranch in Jackson, Georgia.
Well, with President Trump in the White House and me in the U.S. Senate, the hardworking men and women of this country will not be forgotten anymore.
He touted his sponsorship of the Laken-Riley Act, an immigration law named after a Georgia nursing student killed by an immigrant without legal status. Democrats held a protest against Collins in his district the day before the kickoff. Collins is one of three Republicans running to unseat Democrat and current U.S. Senator John Ossoff. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Butts County.
Lifeguards on Georgia's Tybee Island put out double red flags on the beach today, indicating extreme danger and no swimming allowed. Hurricane Erin is far offshore, but the massive storm is bringing high winds, large swells, and life-threatening rip currents. The National Weather Service also warns of the potential for minor coastal flooding over the next few days. In sports, the Braves bounced back last night to beat the Chicago White Sox 11-10. Drake Baldwin hit a two-run single with two outs in the eighth inning, and the Atlanta Braves rallied from a six-run deficit. That the Braves struggled to defeat the White Sox, the second-worst team in the majors right now, may take some of the joy out of the win. But a win is a win, and the credit goes to outfielders Michael Harris II and Jurickson Profar for each launching two-run homers. First baseman Matt Olson also had a good night, four hits for the Braves. The two teams face off again tonight for the conclusion of the three-game series. And that's a wrap, but we've got more news coming your way tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out gpb.org/news for updates. We appreciate that you've chosen Georgia today to help you stay informed about what's happening in the state, and we welcome your feedback as well as your news tips. You can send them both to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.